just about that time for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. It's Wednesday, right?
Wednesday.
It's Wingsday, Brady. That's $16.99 per person for all you can eat wings at Hooters, and you can take them to go. Try the Wingsday Home Edition, 20 wings, and they'll give you 10 for free with the Wingsday Home Edition right there at Hooters. And then you can say, thanks, Hooters, for bringing us the Brady Report and Wingsday. Brady, report it.
Good Wednesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Rubber Ducky Day.
Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Does anybody remember this?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Speaking of gay, Bert and Ernie.
Yeah, because Bert came
Bert came out, right?
Later.
Oh, yeah, they watched them bathe together. They knew when they were in the bathtub, and there was no like, hey, get out of here, asshole. That would have been great. Hey, Bert, get out of here, dick. Taking a bath.
Keep it down in here, Ernie. Ah, Ernie, naked.
But, yeah, they didn't Bert come out in the last couple of years?
Was Bert the one that was gay?
One of them came out and said,
I thought that was Elmo or something.
No, Elmo's not gay.
Well, he should be.
I mean, he's gay to you and me.
Okay.
No, I think Bert came out,
it is
right?
Bert.
Yeah.
Bert and Ernie lived together in an apartment located in the basement of 123 Sesame Street. Despite sleeping in separate beds, they share the same bedroom, which has led to some speculation that they represent gay lovers.
Because wasn't there that portrait above their beds of them two together and stuff like that,
that's
too?
That's right. Yeah. I never even thought of that. Their happy little couple thing. You know what makes you a crazy person?
The odd
person?
Couple finally had to come out, too. And
well, they say it's separate bedrooms.
Yeah.
They slept separately. Ah. Don't you start saying Felix and Oscar are gay.
I'm saying that.
They hosed everybody.
It was a closet.
No.
Closeting the whole
All
time.
All they did was hose chicks, that whole thing.
Know.
Tried to get their ex-wives back, and they hosed chicks the entire time. Bert and Ernie, no interest in the ladies. Pigeon collection and then sleeping in the same room. And you know how you know you're an insane person is if you're like, I bet those puppets are doing it gay. If you even thought about them doing that, you're insane.
Right, if you're consumed by that.
Yeah, if you were like, I bet they're gay. I bet that one likes to blow the other one. You're insane.
You know he does.
Yeah, they're teaching me how to say the letter B. That's it. Yeah, for blowjob.
Butthole.
Yeah, B holes.
Got a couple of basis fun facts.
Just a sly giggle.
Brought to you by the number 11. You put yours up, too. This is an 11, kids.
M-B.
Hey, those two puppets just showed their wangs next to each other and made an 11.
There's a fake McDonald's in City of Industry of Southern California. Mm-hmm. Just used for filming. Most of the McDonald's ads you've seen were shot in that building.
No kidding.
Thomas Jefferson was chosen to write the Declaration of Independence over Benjamin Franklin because the other members of the committee were afraid Franklin would sneak in a joke.
Yeah, he was a jackass.
So they wouldn't let Brady write the
Declaration. Yeah. Benjamin Franklin. I'm the Thomas Jefferson of this show. You're clearly the Benjamin Franklin.
Be some dad joke, kidding. Yeah,
you're John Hancock, and I don't know who's the guy we forgot, Toledo. He's probably signed the Declaration.
The best way to avoid going bald?
Too late.
Castration.
Whoa.
As long as you have your testes removed before you start going bald, you won't lose your hair. If you get them removed after you start losing your hair, you won't grow back.
Is it a lack of testosterone or too much that makes baldness?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't either. Or if it even is involved.
I always thought it was a lack, but
I don't know.
In the 1700s and 1800s, squirrels were popular pets.
Sure. See the ones in New York City that are biting everybody?
Yeah.
They're getting mean now? And they're blaming
the
pandemic.
That lady. They're feeding
them. Well, there was that one lady got bit like crazy. She was playing with them, but they were getting real aggressive. And that's what happens when you feed wild animals. They start showing up more. And when you don't feed them, they get pissed.
Well, they don't want to live there either.
No, it's New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen the rats? They got to compete with the rats for food.
And with less people going out there.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not eating like they were, so they're heading to your door.
There's a guy named Stephen Thomas in San Francisco, and he has a digital wallet with 7,002 Bitcoin in it, which means it's worth around $234 million.
Yeah, that's massive.
7,000, holy crap.
Stephen has a serious problem. The private keys he needed to unlock his account for an encrypted encrypted hard drive, Thomas lost his passwords to that hard drive. only get 10 guesses at the password before the hard drive permanently encrypts its contents and it can't be unlocked. Oh, Stefan has already made 8 wrong guesses.
Oh.
He has 2 shots left to figure out the password, or he's out the $234
million. You lose
forever.
All your money?
Bitcoin
can't
is
get into it.
Decentralized. It means you know, no get my lost yeah. keys option.
Yeah. You have to be able to show it to somebody, and if you can't show it to anybody.
Oh, man.
Stefan says he just lays in bed and thinks about it. Then I'd go to the computer with a new strategy.
Wow.
It wouldn't work.
Bitcoin, as of yesterday, after a huge drop-off, is at 34,000.
It was 28 but around
it was
Christmas.
40 a week and a half.
Yeah. From after the Capitol riots, it just shot right up.
Loaded. Yeah. So it's dropped a little. It's up 1,000 points. I mean, that's insane. And you don't remember your code. How many of us can relate to that with something? Oh. Right now, I'm trying to get my American Express, pay for my American Express online and stuff. And I forgot my password. And it's locked me out completely. Call the number on the back of your card. I'm like, oh, I got to deal with a person.
Got to wait.
I'll just figure this out. But yeah, I've done this just because it said to me, it's time for you to change your password. It's been a while. So I'm like, oh, man.
You have to put your old password in
first.
Yeah,
I don't remember my old password. I've been doing the thumbprint to get in this thing for the last year. I guessed, and then my phone keeps some passwords and then doesn't on others, and that's my own fault. Oh, if it meant the difference between, oh, my God. You can't go to Bitcoin right now and say, hey, I need a hand here. Clearly, here's all the evidence that this is mine. And do they even have a headquarters? They have to, right? I'd fly to it.
Yeah, they have to, right?
Have to. So help me get this. Hire. You have $234 million waiting on you. Hire somebody with anything you've got to say,
but then
crack this code.
But isn't the protocol then to say, prove it's your hard drive? How do we know it's you?
I don't know.
Kind of. I mean, if I came to you with an iPhone and said, this is really mine, help me get into it.
Okay.
There's got to be some kind of
like AT&T, you
know, encryption
that
says that it's yours, right, you know, like your program's
exactly.
on there or something.
There has to be
something.
You can go to the store and say.
It's not like a normal hard drive, Brett.
Well,
it doesn't
yeah,
have
I know,
an operating system on it.
It's got to have something.
Just took a swing at you.
I'm not Marcus. How the hell do I know? What the hell?
Yeah, I don't either.
That's why he's around here.
That's the reason every building's got one.
Yeah.
Because eventually we all forget our passwords. I don't remember it. Out of the way, Mary Tangeman. He pushes you. Calls you the oldest person in the building.
I've got some pee-pee poo-poo news.
All right. Is that a Wednesday tradition?
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your pee-pee poo-poo news. This is a little survey on gross behaviors.
Okay.
In the bathroom, you ever skip the whole hand-washing thing because you're just too lazy?
Oh, yeah.
69% of people say yes. Have you ever soiled yourself besides when you're a baby? 36% of us have done it as a
That's
teenager or adult.
That admit it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other 67% are lying. Whatever.
Have you ever worn the same pair of underwear 2 days in a row?
Of course.
Yep. 68% said yes.
Of course I have. Who said no? They're liars.
You ever pee in the shower?
Pretty much every time.
83% of us say yes.
Can't help it.
Do you ever stick your fingers somewhere gross and then sniff them just because you're curious?
Every day.
74% said yes.
I got to make sure it's clean. And you got to give a smell check to that. Because you know what? You never know. If someone you love very much is going to try to put their finger in that very same spot, you want to be courteous.
Two guys from Connecticut. Anthony Vegas, he's 28 years old. Saturday night, he got into an argument with someone he lives with over who gets to use the bathroom first. Turned into a fist fight. No one knows what the reason for. He just wanted to use it first, but both guys arrested for assault.
You know,
Anthony got in first.
Oh, yeah. It's a bro fight.
Oh, yeah.
There was some affliction. Shirts getting torn up that day.
And now a pee-pee poo-poo news radio video.
Oh, no. I don't like the sound
this
of this.
This is a plumber that has found a unique way to amplify his fart.
Oh, come on now.
This is
plumber in Texas.
How much was he giggling this morning at this?
Brady, I heard it start, and I heard,
yeah.
So I knew it was going to be. No. I didn't know that's what this was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
ass.
Oh, come on, Brady. All right, hold on. Just look
Killed
at the
pee pee poo poo
music. Audio.
And this is a guy with one of those Ricola horns.
10-foot PVC.
And he's going to fart into a pipe.
It's like about a 6-inch pipe.
Come on, Brady. Really?
I can't even go with that.
No one can go with that. You're retarded if that entertains you. I'm worried about you.
It's more entertaining watching him.
I know. That's the only reason I like that stuff. Because I have to recognize that one of the people I like most in the world is retarded. Violently. Basically, what I've done is a service for the community of mentally challenged people for the last 20 years. They can work and live on their own. Look, he's a functioning member of society. You would never guess.
Oh, my God.
Farting in a tube. Did you see his house, Brady? It's a garbage dump.
It's a double wide.
Yeah, there's a reason why people like that live like that. You got to quit admiring them.
He's got good plumbing.
Yeah, well, does he? It was outside in a big tube. That's ridiculous.
Our featured thruple today is from Seattle. You got a Lolly the Fairy Princess, Gunther the Troll, and Ian the Leprechaun.
Gunther and Ian are boys. This is a devil's thruple.
Lolly, basically the thruple from Seattle, they identify as mythical creatures.
Oh, get the F.
So we're allowing that now?
And here's a picture of
Hey, woke nation, go yourself. That this is going to be something we have to bend over for. You identify as idiots.
No, we identify them as idiots.
Well, but they can. You can identify yourself as whatever you want. Yeah, the second I get in trouble for calling you a moron is where I have a problem. I identify as mythical creatures. Sorry, the word mythical's involved in your identification. Yeah. That means it's not real.
All three of them have already gotten COVID. They blame it on a trip to the dentist.
Good.
What?
Good is the answer.
You're blaming a dentist?
Well, sure, you can get it from a dentist.
This was created by a dentistry.
No. The COVID was. Okay, they didn't make fairy tale life out of dentistry. No, you missed it.
They're blaming the dentist.
Leto thought they went insane because of the dentist. It's not like, what was that, the Marathon Man scene where they're. That would make you go mythical. Yes.
So Lolly, the princess, and Ian the leprechaun were together, and then they met the 6'9" troll, Gunther the troll, and that's.
And they all three identified as mythical creatures.
Yeah.
They don't identify as human. They have their own thing. And you know what? I'm fine with that.
There's some ladies out there that, said they'd love to have sex with a leprechaun.
Well, sure. Everybody
wants
to do that.
And every night have a troll watch.
But you don't want to hear his views about not being human and being some mythical thing. Then you're just bananas.
King Tut's coffin is being moved.
Why?
In Egypt,
they just
built a new museum. Yeah, correct.
You do know that everybody's going to die from this, right?
So what? The artifacts
have a plague
toured around the world, but the curse goes around the coffin because when they first discovered the coffin, six archaeologists died.
The original story is the day that they opened the door to King Tut's tomb. This guy's dog died back home, like the second it happened. Which is garbage. That's all for mythical stuff.
Yeah, Howard Carter, his dog.
His dog passed away like right away when the doors opened to the tomb. And then he's dead. His wife's dead. All these people. Of course they're dead.
So they're moving it to the new museum. And the cool thing about that is this will be the first time that every artifact is under one roof.
No, it isn't. Not true.
Well, the second time.
I was going to say, it used to be all under that pyramid until we moved it.
Yeah.
Well, at least Brendan Fraser's got a job again. Come out of retirement.
Let's get Brendan Fraser back in action. He's fat now.
Is he?
He's got a new role.
As fat guy?
Playing a 600-pound dude.
He's taking it
seriously. Not much of a stretch.
No, he is. Yeah. Oh. He's got to put on about 30 pounds. Yeah, that whole thing about moving stuff out of the pyramids has to be because the pyramids are about to collapse. From all the foot traffic. That's the only reason you'd take stuff out of there. You're saving artifacts when you realize the thing housing them is about to go.
Well, no, they have it in one museum. They don't keep it in the thing. And what you're thinking about is they not
in the pyramid.
The Great Pyramid, I think the Pyramid of Giza, whatever. Not too many people. There's not a ton of traffic going in that. It's the Valley of the Kings is where all the visitation thing is.
Well, I don't know where any of that is, but I know it's about
to collapse. So they don't get to go up to the pyramids?
I don't think. I'm not sure if they, unless you really know somebody. Stuff,
right? From a distance?
My one friend, growing up when we were in high school, my buddy Hammy, his dad, got to go in the pyramids with three other or four other
doctors.
Give
an Egyptian on tour a few extra
dollars.
You can't
even turn around in the tunnel they have. Yeah.
Really?
Once you start
out. That's your theory?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They ride camels.
Slide
Hawk. It's like going to Mexico.
You just slide Ahmed a 20 and...
Look, if you go to Tulum...
Money talks.
Yeah, you go to Tulum in Mexico and hand them $40, you're going to live like the guy who used to own that thing.
I told you about that one in Mexico. The guy was charging 20 pesos to get into Tulum, which is open to the public. And he would have a stamp, and he just had recycled tickets. And he'd stamp the tickets. You give them. It was a fake ticket stand, and people just lined up. Here's your 20 pesos. Yeah.
But it's 20 pesos. You're out 8 cents.
Boom, stamp. Go ahead.
And Americans are like, jackass got me for a dime.
Yeah,
son of a bitch.
And so you go pay some other guy.
It was like $5 or $10.
India.
It was more than that, yeah.
Same way. I have friends who went to India. An old doctor friend of mine who told me, he said, "Do you like traveling?" And I said, "Yeah." And I said, he goes, "Never go to India." And I'm like, "Why?" And he goes, "Do you enjoy seeing poverty as their main view?" I'm like, "No." And he goes, "The Taj Mahal is beautiful, except for you're inundated with beggars."
Wow.
Like right outside. He said, all next to the Taj Mahal is garbage, like the worst things you've ever seen. And then this glorious thing pops up. And he goes, and then some guy comes over and he's like, "Would you like to go to a special tour?" It's like, I don't know. "Give me $20, American $20. And you give him $20, and this dude takes you like the cafeteria, and like you're in the kitchen.
Slumdog.
And it's like when Brady goes to a restaurant; they start touring him around the kitchen. And he said $20. We got to see more of that thing than any of the tours would have given you. We're in the bowels of the Taj Mahal. We're in bedrooms we didn't know were there. The place is loaded with secret rooms. Saw them all for $20. Same with the pyramids. So my guess is all that's about to collapse because they've been marching in and out of there for a while.
I did it at the Vatican.
Oh, the Vatican, they
the lady, that's the same thing. Building. I paid lady on the side. She has a little, and she skips you in front of the, puts you in front of the line where you wait 10 minutes. And then,
but that's Catholics, Brady. Nobody's surprised they're crooked. I'm talking about Egypt here.
When you were in Egypt,
you're surprised that they're crooked?
Totally. The Egyptians and the pyramids, I thought they'd have like honor and stuff to their, $20.
They're the OGs.
They're the originals, but they're not there.
Did you go
tourism?
Did you go to Egypt? Is that where you get that camel jockey story?
Yeah.
No, well, no, that was.
I mean, it's a real camel jockey story. Yeah. I know. Yeah. It's a real story about a man who rides camels who is a camel jockey.
Never mind.
No, I'm done.
I'm not keeping going.
I'm sticking. Yeah, I don't know how Brett is still on his seat. The phrase that pays there was. Would you go to Egypt? Is that where you get your camel jockey story? No, no. That's not what was said.
I know.
Would you go to Egypt? Is that where you got your camel jockey story was what Richard just said.
By all means.
And the truth of the matter is, you're right.
I am right. I just didn't.
What you didn't really think about.
Phrase it.
Because Brady has and unfortunately it's true, a camel jockey story. We're a man who jockeyed a camel.
Just like you in Mexico, you can take a
picture yourself.
With
the Brett, story
is hilarious. I didn't realize that Egyptian racism got you so.
Yeah, but on top of similar to the Taj Mahal, there's a bunch of soliciting that goes on, and one of them is when you. I had a buddy that was over there in university, and he was with three other girls that he was at college with, and they're constantly being asked, "Would you like a ride on the camel? Would you like a camel ride?" As you're walking
around
the street.
As jockeys tend to do.
And so finally the one girl says, "Okay, I'll do it." And my buddy's like, "No, don't do it. This is a grift deal. Shut up." So she pays the money, goes on a ride for the camel for 10 or 15 minutes, comes back, and that was fun. So he gets down off the camel, and they're walking down the street. She's like, "My back itches." He reaches around to hit her back. Goo! Because of the motion of the camel.
The camel jockey. Ejaculated.
The camel jockey.
All right, that's not the funny part. What's the matter with you?
And so he went running back to try to find the guy.
Right, but they all looked alike. We get it. All right, keep moving.
Tom Brennan's got a beef with you, Brett.
Describe what he looked like. He was on a camel.
Boy, do I love when Brady tells those stories I'm not allowed in America for anymore. If I'd have told that during a Reds game, Brady, your camel ejaculation story, I'd be further away than Puerto Rico, that's for sure.
Not sure if you saw this while you were sick.
And the best thing is Bert's all he heard in the whole thing.
Yeah, that's all that mattered.
I heard the other part, too.
No, you didn't.
It didn't matter.
Toledo started it with the camel jockey part.
We heard it. It's terrible. That shouldn't be, because it is actually a thing. And it's also an awful thing. Toledo, way to go. This crap could have happened yesterday. It could have had you all out. I'd have been fine. Now I'm involved. Sorry, Egyptians.
2 million pages. 2 million pages of CIA declassified Black Vault documents were unveiled yesterday. So they rolled them out finally.
Where?
After all this. They had over 2 million pages of declassified stuff from the Black Vault, which basically talks about UFOs and stuff.
Oh yeah. That was the big day. Was that yesterday? Oh, I was puking all over.
It was 180 days.
No. So they were gonna do some for the public, and there's still a ton of redacted things. Maybe this was for the special people. They get the declassified, and then in July – the public gets what's
which was part of the stimulus package.
Right. The stimulus package included we release some of this stuff to very important members of the government, and then 180 days after they go through it, they'll redact a bunch of stuff. They think that they, you know. And you know what?
So here's the thing.
There's truth to this.
Yeah.
As evidenced last week, with poor information, the populace overreacts and does stupid stuff. And so there's a reason they lie to us constantly and redact information and things like that. Could you imagine if they told us that everyone from Florida, wouldn't surprise me, is alien and we've been housing their technology and things? I mean, you know, if they just threw that out there, we'd be like, ah! And we've had to hold them down because they want to take over or some sort of weird thing. Texas wouldn't shock me either. But we would overreact if we found out we got lied to. So they're going to hide it all. So they got to go through all these papers and black out the parts they don't want us to know, and then they're going to release the public information in July, which is great.
As far as I know, they aren't blacked out anymore.
No, but this isn't. They will be for the public.
The classified means they have been redacted.
Yeah, and I didn't know that, but not only that, is when you unload, when you download them, it's kind of a weird file. So only
– an X file?
It's kind of hard to understand. You can't just –
that's how they track you, Brady.
The guy
makes you download a declassified file. They're going to want to know.
Well, this guy that has a podcast about all this stuff is the one who's basically breaking down the files. And he goes, it makes it really tough when they've rolled them out. You have to understand how to read it.
Gotcha. Don't give it to that Bitcoin guy.
But this is why we wanted to.
That's a good point.
To have the whole stimulus package, our government to approve it.
Yeah,
they had to go through 593 pages.
Yeah, and they have to, and they are. I read about this because I'm like, they're going to release
things
this
like
to
that
us.
Are in there.
They're going to release this to us, and they're keeping out a ton of really super classified information that they think is national security based. But they're going to give the public basic peeks at it as they leak it out. But then it'll all be out in July. But right now, as it stands, there's guys going through like they can't know this, they can't know that. By the way, I just got a text from a guy named Jeff who says, oh, that the ejaculation story had me rolling. I could listen to your friend Corky Thatcher spin yarns all day. That's you, Brady. Because of your farting in a tube thing. Your new name is Corky Thatcher.
There's a website called Bonus Finder, and they're hiring a professional binge watcher. They'll pay someone $500 to watch Netflix and eat pizza, post reviews of the shows.
How much?
And the pizzas.
If you had varying degrees of reviews, Brady, this is for you, but you like everything for the effort.
You can apply on their website through February 12th.
You have to hate stuff in order to be a good reviewer.
Yep.
You're incapable of that.
They're going to pick
take the hits.
Although Wonder Woman's pretty close. That's the closest I've ever seen to you actually hating stuff. You gave that like no stars.
It's bad.
Wow.
If Brady says something is bad like that, it's,
don't even waste your time.
It's 10 times worse than you could imagine. Because this guy will give 3 stars to anything just because the people are involved. He's like, well, there's no reason to hate it. You hated that. Like, I could see it in your face the second
it's
I said
it. It's long and,
terrible. How many stars?
One.
That's the worst movie ever made, then. I don't think you've given 1 star to maybe like 2 things since I've known you. Everything gets 3.5 stars.
It's a pandemic, man.
Yeah, it's got you down. a little more critical.
Good news. This is the first time ever you can get your on-demand Girl Scout cookies. They've arrived. Get them delivered.
I hate to break it to you, Girl Scouts, but unless I have it
Grubhub
forced on me, I'm not buying
deliver them.
Yep.
I won't do it. I have to have it in the office.
Guilt.
That's, it misses the point.
Well, because beyond that, usually it's somebody's mother here at the station.
Yep.
And they got just a box load of those Thin Mints sitting right in front of you. I can't say no. But once they're not like right in front of me, I don't have to order them. I'm not going to take steps to go do it. But if they're forced on me, I'm buying that thing of Thin Mints and I'm going to eat the whole box. I love those.
The house where Lizzie Borden axe murdered her parents back in 1892 in Fall River, Massachusetts, is on sale.
Hmm.
It'll cost you a cool $2 million if you want it.
Nice pad. What was Lizzie so mad about?
Three bedrooms, but it's a tourist attraction.
Oh.
Has a small museum, bed and breakfast included.
You got to run that thing if you buy that.
And if you want someone hacked up, extra money.
Right.
40 wax to mom, 41 to dad.
Is that proven? When she chopped 80 one time. I know that's part of the song.
Yeah, she got off.
Yeah. It had to go. I think she went through. The trial lasted a couple years of the whole thing.
I didn't follow. I wasn't around.
And then she got out. She had to do some public service.
She helped some, clean up some of the roads.
Forestry area, chopping down trees.
Shoveled the poop off the freeways.
Yeah.
Shoveled poop, huh? Yeah.
That's what Toledo's
kid ought to do.
And you know what? You're going to get 40 wax for that. I love that you're making him work. He didn't need any high school sports. He's not athletic. Get him a job. That was my education, by the way. My entire high school education came from Tony Romas. I started working there when I was 15, and every ounce of who I am, good, bad, and otherwise, came from the work ethic that I got at that place. So high school was a babysitting
exercise. The Apple Tree was the restaurant I started at 15.
Yeah. I put no bearing on high school forming any part of me. I started to learn what life was like right there at Tony Romas. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, it's about ambition.
One time you were seeing the ambition was like, I can move up the ranks on this, Tony Romas.
Absolutely. Yep. I understood immediately. I'm like, oh, if I just put my foot in the door, most people are kind of stupid and waiting for the world to come to them. You got to push a little bit. And the next thing you know, I'm 18 and I'm a manager of Tony Romas. I wasn't even allowed to bartend or serve drinks yet. And they're putting me in an assistant manager spot. When I was 19, they made me like full-time super manager and bartender. I'm like, this is easy. Everybody here is stupid. You have to recognize majority of the people around you are dumb, and you can waltz right to the top. And high school doesn't teach you that. High school teaches you, yeah, everything's hard.
Right.
Everything's miserable. All these people are vying for a job. And if you don't have an education, you're useless. It's like, that's not true.
So Rico sent us a video that he wants for Bradio video, since we were talking about wrestlers earlier.
These guys.
Watch this one.
Is this going to break?
Oh, no.
He's got his wang on top of another
bagging,
guy's face.
Nut shots.
Got a full ball sack on this guy's face. And the other guy doesn't seem to be fighting too
hard.
Just
rubbing.
Just don't want to get pinned.
Don't want to get pinned. I don't think he wants to go home ever. He's letting him rub his balls all over him. All right,
I'm done. Your balls are in my face.
Is he even alive?
He might not be.
Why don't you bite that, right? Is that illegal? Is it illegal to bite a guy who's putting his balls in? Well, it shouldn't be, because it should be illegal what he's doing. Oh.
You can get this on the
nutshots. Oh, he tried to put it in his mouth. Oh, man. This move right here.
Do what you got to do.
Watch this. Watch this. Here it comes. He goes back and goes, get that in his mouth.
Right there.
Exactly. Oh, God. He dropped it right
in his hips. Drop the hips.
Right in his gob. Close your mouth, dude. Hey, what's going on with his left hand? It doesn't seem incapacitated. Fight back.
He's got an arm barred.
Whatever. Then tap out, dude, because this is enough.
No, because he's got his arm underneath him. So he's got both arms controlled. That's why he can't do it.
So he could pin him at any time, Brady. You know about wrestling. At any time. So why?
Yeah, that guy, his own arm is in the way. His own arm is in the way.
No, he's got the guy on top that's dropping his bag in. It has a half Nelson on one side, and then his other arm is underneath, barring his arm. And you just need to get both blades down.
Right,
who cares? He's got his nuts in his face.
Yeah. No, what he's doing.
He could pin him quicker probably. Yeah.
Doing is celebrating the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like watching
fitting
that.
Him up with some goggles.
You're right. Everybody that argues that watching that's gay is crazy. I'm sorry. I see the light. Especially that point where that dude lifted his hips up and tried to jam it in his mouth for a second. It's essential for these kids in high school to have these experiences. Got to open up those sports for winter. I mean, where else are you going to get balls dragged across your face and tight neoprene pants other than high school sports? You have to pay people for that normally.
Biking.
High school allows it for free. Well, if you're doing that biking, you're biking wrong. Yeah, if you're in a Peloton and a dude's balls
only
are in your
one
face.
Seat.
Like, hey, wait a minute. How did this happen? This Tour de France is going south. It's 8:07. There you go, everybody. That is your Brady Report. It's 98 KUPD.
98. Oh, my gosh. 98. Shut the front door.